Coming up on Ask the Tech Guy, why can't my kid use Signal or WhatsApp? Stay tuned. Ask the Tech Guy comes to you from Twit's LastPass Studios. You're focused on security, but are your employees? LastPass can ensure they are by making access and authentication seamless, whether they're working in the office or remotely. Visit LastPass.com/Twit to learn more.
This is Twit.
This episode of Ask the Tech Guy is brought to you by LastPass. Visit LastPass.com/Twit. Everybody, Leo Laporte here, your tech guy. It's time for another question on Ask the Tech Guy. This one comes to us from Christopher. He says, I've noticed most of the big encrypted messaging platforms, including Signal and WhatsApp, restrict their messaging platform to 13 years and older. It'd be nice to use a messaging app to communicate with my kids. If it truly is encrypted, why such an age restriction? And what options do I have for messaging my kids who are under the age of 13? Great question, Christopher. And what you need to understand is really there's two different information leaks here that we're trying to protect against. Personal data versus the actual contents of your messages. It all started in 1998, 22 years ago, with the Child Online Privacy Protection Act, or COPPA. COPPA prevents companies from collecting information from children under 13 without parental consent. Now, parental consent is hard, and most companies, as a result, have opted just to say, hey, if you're under 13, you can't use our service. That includes Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, WhatsApp, and yes, Signal. It's just too much for them to go through the process of getting parental approval before you let kids use it. But here's the thing. In practice, they do very little to prevent kids from signing up. They ask you your birth date. Or they may not even ask you that. They just say, are you 13 or older? If you say yes, they say, come on in. That's because they don't mind you using their service. They just don't want to go through all the parental consent issues. I mean, think about it. How many 12-year-olds do you know that are on Facebook and WhatsApp and Instagram? A lot. I even let my kids do that. Way back when. Now, you could say, well, we're following the spirit of the law because as a parent, I'm the one setting this up. So it may not follow the letter of the law, but nobody's checking up. Nobody cares. Here's the thing. If you're using Signal, you're not sharing a lot of personal information anyway. The only piece of personal information Signal uses is your phone number or your child's phone number. They do have to have a unique phone number to use Signal. You can't use dad's phone number. They have to have their own phone number, although you can go out and get a Google Voice number or some other phone number to make that work. They don't have to have their own cell phone. You could even use the home number for that. As long as they can verify that that's the phone number belonging to the child, they'll accept it. That's, I think, an unfortunate feature of Signal, but it's the only person, you know, I'd love it if you didn't have to tie your account to an actual phone number, but it's the only piece of personal information that they collect. You can, if you want, and I wouldn't recommend it, give your contact list to Signal. That's a convenient feature because then they know your contacts, and when they sign up to Signal using a phone number that's in your address book, they can say, oh, Joe just signed up. Say hello to him on Signal, or now you can reach him on Signal. That's a convenience, but it's a bad idea. First of all, that's your kid's information. That's more personal information that Signal's getting. But more importantly, he's also giving personal information out of all the people he knows. Now, I trust Signal, and I have to say, if you read Signal's privacy policy, it's very clear. They are not collecting any information. You could put your picture and your name into Signal, but that's all encrypted in such a way that even Signal doesn't see it. So if you want your, if you're worried about privacy for your kids' personal information, Signal's a very good choice. And again, they're not going to stop you from using it. Just lie. And it's important, by the way, here's a teaching moment. It's okay to tell your kids, hey, lying to a internet service is not the same as lying to a real person. We're not, this is lying for a good reason. It's a white lie. It's a little lie, but it is a little bit of a lie. You have to misrepresent your age to use it. I don't think that's a problem. that you may not feel comfortable with that. They are not collecting any personal information. And here's the really good news. Those messages are absolutely private. Signal has no way of seeing the messages between you and your children. That's all yours. It's all private. So Signal does do a very good job of protecting the contents of your messages. It doesn't collect a lot of personal data. Their privacy policy is right on. I can't say the same for WhatsApp. Now, WhatsApp's owned by Facebook and does use the Signal encryption protocol. So your messages with WhatsApp are likely just as secure as they are with Signal. The problem is the metadata, the other data you give WhatsApp. Remember, it's owned by Facebook. They want data. And all you have to do, a great exercise, is compare side by side the privacy statement from Signal, which is clear, precise, very right on, very detailed, with the quote privacy statement from WhatsApp, which kind of implies, yeah, we're private, we're good, yeah. And here's how you change your settings buried deep within the system. It's very clear that WhatsApp wants to collect information. So if you're worried about personally identifiable information of your children getting out, I wouldn't use WhatsApp. It's not really any different than signing them up for Facebook. You're giving Facebook all that information. There are other, in fact, I think probably more private systems that don't use as strong an encryption system. Kids and adults love using, for instance, Telegram. Telegram's pretty good. You should read their privacy policy. They do collect some information. They don't want people under 13 using it. And the encryption is perhaps suspect because it's not open source. So they do roll their own encryption. Maybe it's good. Maybe it's not. Maybe the Russians can read your kids' messages. Maybe not. I don't know. I think Telegram is for good enough privacy. But if you really want the gold standard of privacy, I would use Signal. It's very good. So read the privacy policies. You'll see what I mean when you look at the difference. I would feel very comfortable using Signal with my kids, even though they say, we don't want anybody under 13. It's okay to set up an account for them. The only catch will be they each have to have a unique phone number. I just think that Signal does everything right. I trust Signal. I absolutely do not trust Facebook because, unlike Signal, their business model is your information. They need that to run, to sell ads and so forth. And they don't care if it's you or your kid. They're going to collect that information. So stick with Signal. But it's a great question, though. And as long as you understand, there's just two different kinds of information that we're worried about. COPPA, the Child Online Privacy Protection Act, is worried about that personal information, not about the contents of the text messages. They're worried about the personal information that you give up, age, date, location, school you go to, that kind of thing. And that's why they want to keep it over 13 without parental consent. This is a separate issue. You can trust Signal. They're not collecting that information. They don't know anything. Everything is encrypted. They don't even know who you're talking to on Signal. That's all private. And I think that that's more than adequate to protect your privacy and your children's privacy. In fact, it's the only messenger system I really recommend. Thank you. What a great question. I appreciate it. Our show today brought to you, as always, by the folks at LastPass. If your IT department is paying attention, they're struggling right now. It's a big job. New threats, new regulations that make strong security hard. And, of course, now your employees are going home, many of them. LastPass lets employees do their work absolutely securely, and it doesn't matter if they're in the office or at home. LastPass never stores your master password. That means hackers can't get it. Encryption happens exclusively at the device level before syncing to LastPass. Visit LastPass.com/twit and find out how they can help you. That's LastPass.com/twit. And that's Ask the Tech Guy for this Monday. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Leo Laporte, your tech guy. If you've got a question for me, email askthetechguy@twit.tv. And I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Jason Howell, host of All About Android. Each week, I'm joined by my co-hosts, Ron Richards and Florence Ion, as well as a whole rotating cast of guests, journalists in the Android space, experts, developers, and even people working on Android behind the scenes at Google. We talk about everything that has to do with Android, and you don't want to miss a single episode so you know what's going on behind the scenes. That's twit.tv/AAA. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode.
Stumped on a nasty tech conundrum? Email askthetechguy@twit.tv.